Now, you're going to have to mature this morning. You got to grow up. I'm going to teach from a mature standpoint. Y'all can go. I can let y'all sing, but then they're going to hold me for how long we've been here. I know what happened. They ain't going to hold y'all. They're going to hold me. I usually do about a half hour prayer, then I come on in. Unless the Spirit of God says something different. So now, I need you to grow up. I need you to know that we're going into another apostolic dimension this morning. So church will not be as usual. The teaching will be at a higher level. So I need you thinking. I need you thinking in your spirit. I need you thinking because a whole lot of things can be erased out of your life this morning, and a whole lot of things can be built up in your life. There are some things you don't know about yourself. There are some mysteries. There are some revelation. There are some insight that if you don't know it, you'll never get to that level. All right? So I don't want you to think as usual, you know, the apostle teaching, the pastor teaching. I want you to hear me well and clear, and permit the Holy Spirit to help you this morning, because we're going to a place that organized religion haven't walked. And a lot of ministries haven't walked in. God have us, Word of Life Christian Center, after 40-some years of ministering and studying. You know, I study every day. But God then called me to be an apostle, and now this church is being taught apostolically. And so therefore, some hurdles you have been trying to get across, they will be a whole lot more easier to you. Instruction, inspiration, illumination. Sit down. Instruction, write these notes. Instruction. Well, let's write information, then instruction, illumination, inspiration. Now you see, you can go home right now. Information, see it going up the ladder. Information, then it turned further from information, it turned out to be instruction. Instruction is a little more powerful than information. And then you move into the realm of illumination. That's the Holy Spirit opening things up at a wider dimension, a brighter dimension, a more understandable dimension. Are you following me? And then you become inspired. You have the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to carry life out in a, listen to me, supernatural manner. It doesn't matter. When you operate in a supernatural manner, it doesn't matter what you're up against. See, when you have got to that inspiration part, that you're inspired by the Holy Spirit, it doesn't matter who or what you're up against, because it's not on your level. I want to take you this morning, but no problem will be on your level. That's pretty heavy. That's pretty high, right? No problem. No problem. No sickness, no disease, no attack will be on your level if you pay attention to what the Spirit of God is saying. Now, turn to Galatians 2. Galatians 2, I want to read that again. Galatians 2:20. I can quote it. I might miss a word or two, but it's so powerful. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Now, what I want you to do is, I want you to count the I's, because you have to move, my goodness, from a crucified I to a resurrected I. See, I am will mean nothing to you unless you understand the identity of I. And so now, I mean born again. This I mean born again. This I mean new creature. This I, new birth. See, you see, that's why I told you, you got to be ready for the church haven't taught this. See, the church have only taught you denying yourself. but it haven't really introduced you to your new self. See, and so you have to be introduced to your new self. The new self actually is in an I context. And then you can say, I am, I can, I will, I do. I have. I made it. All right? But that I actually is the God in you. And so as I explained to you that I am this morning, I want you to understand that your I am-ness is your potential of working within the kingdom of God. Or is the kingdom of God within you at work? Are you working in the kingdom? All right? Let me see how I wrote it down so you can get it, because it's very... The I am potential, I'm talking about the resurrected I, operate from the kingdom of God within. Write that down. Come on, let me playing with me here now. The I am potential, because you don't know this. The I am potential operates from the kingdom of God within. So when I talk about the I am, anything about the I am, when we talk about, again, I must repeat myself, I know, Lord, when you get in new territory. See, I am don't mean nothing to you unless you understand your I anointing. There's an anointing on this new I you are. See, the new I is the divine nature. Born again is the divine nature. So as a Christian, your eyes are not the same as a sinner. When God said, I am that I am, you say, I know who I am. We've been saying that. I know who I am. Do you really know? The day you're going to really find out who you are. Because there's a resurrected I, not just a crucified I in you. There's a resurrected I in you. And anything you say after that I come to pass. So the I am understanding is a kingdom within understanding. It's a king. It's a kingdom. Put that scripture back up, because I want you all to identify these eyes, because that you go on a spiritual cruise in this verse, and you finally get to your destination. But you're eating all along the way. See, he said, I am crucified with Christ. All right, that's the crucified I am. Nevertheless, yeah, he said it again, I live. Yet not I. Now the revelation here, because we'll see it in the next verse. Yet not I is an indication, not the old I. Y'all don't email me. Listen. See, I won't lose you this morning. You see, there's an old I and there's a new I. The church has not taught us about the new I because they're so busy telling us to deny ourselves. You keep on denying yourself, you ain't going to have nothing. You got to deny the old man, not the new man. Are you understanding me? And so your blessing been in somewhat a denial, because you have not been operating unusual. See, the resurrected I in you operates unusual. It operates from a different standpoint. It operates from a different port. It's power from within that operates everything without. There's an outer I and there's an inner I. There's an outer I am. There's an inner I am. The inner I am been born again. So when you have an occasion and you think it's satanic, you say, I bind you in the name of Jesus. I bind you. See, now the I and the name are connected. I've been not teaching y'all today. Y'all ain't ready for that. See, it's unusual. You about to enter into an unusual life. Your confidence going to come off the hook. Your courage going to be strong no matter what's going on. Because you know your I am-ness from the perspective of the kingdom of God that is within you. that is full of miracles, signs, and wonders, and then your words become creative to what you say. You create with your word. You manifest with your word. You demonstrate. What? You become a demonstrator, a creator, and a manifester. Not church as usual. Not Christian as usual. Not just saying a prayer and hoping. But you begin to declare, decree, and have a realization that when you talk, God talking, Jesus talking, the Holy Spirit talking, heaven talking. You have the right, this to me, you have the right to open heaven up anytime you get ready. You have the right to shut hell down anytime you get ready. You make your own heaven. You make your own hell. If you're living in hell, you made it. If you're living in heaven, you made it. What happened on without is caused by something that happened within.
Yes, sir.
The law of causation is in your I am. The law of solution is in your I am. The law of creation is in your I am. The resurrected I am. You never heard that before. You got a crucified I am. Come on, let's go to it. Sit down. I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Now watch what he said now. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live. By the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. We're not through yet. Go to the 21st verse. Watch this. What first word is? At that new I. What did he say? I do not frustrate the grace of God. I go to 1 Corinthians. I think it's 15:10. I'm going to start giving you some principles. I'm coming down at you because there's a lot of stuff here this morning. Just what you heard this morning. I'm trembling right now. When you find out the power, you see, knowing about the power within, understanding the power within, and knowing how to apply, understand how to apply the power within. See, I am is packing. It is packing the very ability of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and the kingdom, and the word of God. This I am we're talking about now. I am, Jesus told Moses, I am that I am. When you talk about singing, I know who I am. You got to know that your I took on another connotation when you became a Christian. It has to be trained. I want to train the I am in you. See, the reason the kingdom have not been able to fully function because the church have not known about the I am that live in the kingdom.
Yes, sir.
And so a lot of times we're on the outside trying to make it happen, but it's not on the outside. What happened on the outside is what's going on the inside. If you don't understand the inside, you're always going to have some things on the outside that you can't handle. But by the grace of God, now here we go again. Now here we go. By the grace of God, I am what I am. Now I submit to you that's the same thing as I am that I am. Grace made it. See, God is I am that I am. But here, by the grace of God, I am what I am. What am I? I am what he is. You see what I'm saying? I am saying, I am what he is.
I am what God is.
See? You have to know I am a part of God. Get to understand it. Not be afraid of it. Don't be afraid of it. Don't be afraid of it. You can't use it if you're afraid of it. Have faith that you can operate. See, Christians are operating below their means because they're trying to be so humble, and it's really not humbleness. Amen. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. Now watch, watch. And his grace, which was bestowed over me, was not in vain. But I labor more abundantly than they all. Now here it is, Sam Terminator, yet not I. Now what are you talking about? The old I. He told you about the new I upstairs. By the grace of God, which was with me. Now turn to Luke 17:21. Think of Luke 17:21. We're always looking for something. Here we go, over here. Maybe this will work. Maybe I get a break over here. Maybe somebody help me over here. We're always looking for something. And you're looking for what you already have. See, when you begin to operate, listen to me again now because it's new. When you begin to operate not from the crucified I am, but the resurrected I am, you done passed through the crucifixion. You got over on the other side now. You're born again, right? You're a new creature, right? That's a new I am. You understand that?
Yes, sir.
Now, the power that a Christian operates from is within. Now, anything you have without in your life, you made it. No, the devil didn't make it. You made it. You might have cooperated with him, but you made it because you can stop him. See, we have to, you listen to me?
Yes, sir.
Please listen to me. We have to move from being attacked to attracted.
Right. Okay, thank you, Father. Thank you.
See. See, being attacked, you accepting what being put on you from the outside. But when you begin to function in the law of attraction, it you're going to have action and conditioning. That's the word I'm looking for. See your conditioning. What condition you in now? What condition your body in? What condition your pocketbook in? What condition your family in? What condition your marriage in? What condition you in school? What condition your job? What condition? See, that conditioning is up to you. Other people think they're in control, but you can't control a Christian. Because a Christian is working from a higher standpoint than an outside person. Don't care how much strength they have. See, that's why David killed Goliath. Goliath had a lot of outside strength, but David had a whole lot of inside strength. See, that's why the three Hebrew boys could stand in the fire and the fire couldn't burn them. They had an inner strength in them from God that is protected. Say promotion. Say it again. Now see, this is their promotion. You flunk the test, you sit there and flunk and say, I need your thinking. I need your thinking. I don't need you just to be spiritual. I need you to think about what I'm saying. You heard that? I need, see, because the church, we got so spiritual, we don't want to think. Thinking, look, your I, the I am-ness is over your mind and your body. You heard me? It's over, but you got to think. See, we've been taught, and I've been with them, we've been taught spiritual, you know, flowing in the spirit. No, you better come back down here and think. Yes, sir. Because the spirit uses your mind. Did you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Put that voice back up there. I want them to see about the kingdom, and then I'm going to start giving them principles. Now, remember the three voices. Let's go with all three of the voices. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. But Christ lives in me, and the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Then in 1 Corinthians 15:10, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. And this grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain, but I labor more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which is with me. Now, in this verse, neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is what?
Within
you. All right, now. So you're operating out that kingdom in your I am-ness.
Yes.
I'm a child of God. I'm born of God. I'm a son of God. I'm a daughter of God.
Glory.
See? Now, all of this has to do with your inheritance, manifestation, demonstration, creation, causation, conditioning, choices, judgment. Verdict. See, you must have the verdict already before it happened. Now, I'm about to say a very important word because if you don't understand the revelation of your I am potentials within the kingdom, there are going to be what I call disharmony. And disharmony within will cause disharmony without. Okay? Now I'm about to make a statement I want you to get. You listening? I am-ness is living in harmony with the kingdom of God within. So, you know, revelation, recognition, a lot of words. Now y'all got to get it. Revelation, recognition. Then there's a word I told you that's greater than possibility. That word is realization. When it become a reality to you instead of a form and a ritual, but it become a reality to you from within.
Thank you, Lord.
Not on the outside, from within.
Yes, sir.
Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Well, you're mighty quiet. Fool me like you're listening. Now, the I am, listen, becomes supernatural when a person is lived, when a person is saved. The I am becomes supernatural when a person is saved.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I got to get it out, Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit, because I know it. I got it in here, but I got to get it out. The I of you is not the physical body. That is simply an instrument. The physical body is an instrument which the eye uses to carry out its purposes. You heard me? Stick with me now. It's up there. Get that, because that's not no Sunday school stuff. You need to get it. I'm about to say something else. Jesus Christ. That's right, Jesus Christ. Then, next, the I cannot be the mind. For the mind is simply another instrument which the I uses.
Wow.
With which to think, reason, and plan.
Yes, sir.
This your birthday.
Yes.
This your birthday. Happy birthday to you. All right, he's going to get a little more deeper into it. The eye must be something which controls and directs both the body and the mind. Something which determines, listen, what they should do and how they should act, how the mind should act, how the body should act. You see, the eye, we're tripping because we put it on the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit got to use you. You see what I'm saying? See, your soul become involved in manifestation and demonstration. I'll talk about that a little later, but I'm going to get this to you now. When you come into the realization of the true nature of this I, you will enjoy a sense of power what you never before known. See, the Holy Spirit got to help you. But when you come into, write that down, get that down, but make many notes you can. When you come into, I'm talking about this resurrected I. I'm talking about this born again I. See, because I, even myself, until I came into apostolic anointing and mantle and instruction to pioneer some things in the church to bring her back up to par to the book of Acts. See, the church got to come back up to the book of Acts and it's apostolic work. As a pastor, you can't do it as a pastor alone. You got to have that apostolic to bring you back to God's original plan for his people to walk in faith and power. Great grace and great power. Great revelation. Dominion. Authority. But you can't do that if you understand who you are, what you're working with, and where you're working from. See, it's not the outside praise that get the job done. It's the inside praise. The inside praise make the outside praise effective. See, you got to. This morning is the morning. We got to. Y'all got to understand. You got to listen. You out of every dilemma, right this morning. You are out every dilemma that you faced in. Nothing going to be able to face you no more. Nothing. You're going to know too much. You're going to know how to go in within. See, my power is within me. My power is not in my circumstances. My power is not in my situation. My power is not in the environment. My power is not in the atmosphere. My power is on the inside of me. I can change the environment. I can change the circumstances. I can change the atmosphere. From within.
From within. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
Yes, sir.
Glory.
Glory to God.
Yes, sir.
See? Yes, sir. No habit, no addiction can keep you when you know the I am on the inside of you is a kingdom operator.
Yes, sir. Kingdom operator.
Sam power, Sam strength, Sam anointing that Jesus had.
Sam anointing. Yeah.
Oh, glory. See, Jesus declared I am because he knew who he was from the inside. And he made things happen on the outside. We got to stop asking for everything.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We got to know how to use our power. Make it happen.
I'm going to make it happen. Glory.
When a Christian walk in a room, everything out of order should come in order. Just one Christian. One person who know that power and know that right. We have lagged behind as the people of God by not knowing who I am.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Your potentials.
Right.
You're so powerful.
Yes. Thank you, Father.
He made us like that.
Yes, sir.
But it, you cannot operate from the kingdom of God within you if you have not been introduced to the I am.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, the kingdom of God can't operate fully for somebody who don't know who they are.
Right, that's right. Right. That's right. That's right. Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
We've been too sin conscious.
Right, yeah. Right, right.
And not enough I am conscious. So if I have some weakness, I'm going to be all right.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to keep on going on doing what I'm supposed to do.
Right, yes, sir. Oh, glory to God. Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
Miracle's not no hard thing.
Right, that's right.
I was just, Donna come and testify to me. Donna, the enemy trying to kill Donna. She got just as much miracle as Holiday got.
Right, yes,
I
sir.
Mean, she supposed to be in the bed, now can't walk or dead.
Right, yes, sir.
She dancing over there.
Amen.
I ministered to her about, what, 5 or 6 times by texting to her. And telling her what the Lord was telling me in the morning. I get on my porch and I put it in the phone for her. And I send it to her.
Yes,
I send it to her about 5 or 6 times. I quit.
Yes,
Holy
sir.
Ghost said she got it.
She got it. Oh, glory.
Hallelujah.
Right, right, right. Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir.
Glory to God.
Oh, glory to God.
Come on, I got to get somewhere this morning. Sit down.
Glory!
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The buzzards can stop flying over this church. You better find you somewhere else. You know what I'm talking about, right? You know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah, the buzzards can stop flying over your house. You know what I heard? Every buzzard that flies over your house is a dead buzzard.
That's right.
Because it messes with somebody who knows what they're doing. You can't stop yet with your mess. I'm not accepting no mess no more. I'm a mess breaker. You follow me? Sit down. Now I want you to hear this. This is paperwork. I'm trying to get to a certain statement. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm just gonna jump to the other statement because I got to get that statement out. But let me give you a few more. Your personality, come on, is made up of countless individual characteristics, peculiarities, habits, and traits of character. These are the result of your former method of thinking. But they have nothing to do with the real I. All right, may I get you? You want that again?
Yes.
It went too fast?
Yes.
Yeah, I know it did. Oh, I see I got somebody interest here. Go back to the other one, dear. Go back so they can get it. Go back to the other one. Back up. Your personality is made up of countless individual characteristics, peculiarities, habits, and traits of character. Got it? But look what it said next. Look what it said next. These are the results of your former method of thinking. Former method of thinking. Now watch what it said. But they have nothing to do with the real I. Otherwise, change everything changes. You follow me? Now, watch what next. When you say, I think, and there's a voice in Acts 26:2, the man said, I think myself happy. When you say, I think, the eye tell the mind what it should think. See, the eye is spiritual. When you say, I go, the eye tell the physical body where it should go. The real nature of this eye is spiritual and is the source of the real power which come to men and women when they come into a realization of this true nature. Now I'm going to jump now because I'll come back to this next Sunday. Now, some of y'all, I don't know if y'all can handle it. The greatest and most marvelous power which this eye has been given is the power to think. Now, remember the scripture. Now unto him. Turn to Ephesians 3. I got to go ahead and I'm going to drop you right there because you got. Now unto him that is not able to do nothing that if you don't think right. Now unto him that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that works in us. Now let's put something else. The power that works in us is acting and thinking. I never saw it that way, but that's in the voice, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So that's what we're talking about.
Yes, sir.
So action, making a demand, and thinking proper thought is a power that's in us.
Right. Glory to God. Yes, sir. Wow. Oh, yes.
All right.
Glory.
Knowing what is rightfully yours and knowing nobody can keep it back.
No doubt. Thank you.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Now, man, But few people, there you see it. Now we're talking spiritually.
Right.
I have the mind of who? Romans 8:27 says, I have the mind of the Spirit.
Yes.
Romans 8, what, 4, 5, 6 says, to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
Yes,
so if you said, be spiritually minded, that must mean I can be carnally minded.
Yes,
that which is not smart is ignorant.
Right. That's right.
Right.
Oh, yes, sir.
That which is not walking in the light is walking in the dark.
Yes, sir.
That which is not strong
is weak.
That's what's not in is out. That's what's not up is down. That's what's not over is under. And so we got to come up out of here. By operating in our I am potentials within the kingdom of God that is within us. Are you seeing me? See, we've been all, when we read a scripture like, he must increase and we must decrease. Then we just think about decreasing. No. When we decrease, he increase in us. He ain't talking about you eating some sardine. Pepper sashi. Ooh. I know, I'm almost drunk now. I'm staggering. All right, I got to take you over here now. I'll come back. There's a lot of stuff here, but I got to take you over here. So the I am-ness is living in harmony with the kingdom of God within.
Yes,
where the kingdom of God at?
Within.
We read that, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, church, get ready. I'm about to say something to you now. Listen, because you'll be some of the most powerful being on the face of this earth. You have to operate beyond religion and beyond tradition in order for the operating power. So we're talking about here, when you understand the I am, we're talking about our inner security. Our inner identity. Our inner intimacy. Look at it, what else? What else to say? What kind of forces? No, say it loud. Interior forces,
wow.
Like wisdom,
yes, sir.
Love,
yes, sir.
Joy,
yes.
Peace. You can't see.
Yes.
See,
yes,
there's no such law against them.
That's right.
See, the interior, but the I am-ness and the kingdom within and the within power,
yes, sir.
Is the one cause you to operate at it because you're born of God's Spirit,
you,
God, Christ in me,
yes,
the hope of glory. You overcome them, little children, because greater is he that's in you,
yes,
than he that's in the world.
Yes,
the indwelling spirit.
Yes,
my body is the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
I have an indwelling spirit on the inside of me that stir up these interior forces,
yes,
these supernatural abilities that I can declare and decree out of my mouth. And it caused things to happen. I can call things that be not as though they were. Verily, verily, whosoever shall say to that mountain, be thou removed. And, see, but that power is coming from within you. Every tree got to fall and every mountain got to move when you know how to operate in the I am-ness. I am a son of God. I have an inheritance. Now, I make my own heaven. I make my own hell. I'm not accepting hell. I'm making a heaven on earth. The day of heaven on earth has come to me today. I know how to do it. It's not just by making a confession. It's just not by affirmation. You got to have a realization. Why more people don't come to church is because the church is not teaching the people the great grand power they have. An inner security. What? All right, sit down and write this. Turn to Romans 8:16, Galatians 4. Spirit himself, mispronounced, bears witness, he can't be a yet, bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Children of God. Now that's an inner witness that we're children of God.
Yes, sir.
See, now remember, our body and our mind get instruction from our inner man.
Yes, sir. To God.
Yeah. That's why he told you to renew your mind with the word of God.
Thank you, Lord.
So you had the mind of Christ.
Glory to God.
Turn to Galatians 4 now. I'm going to have you read Galatians 4, 1 through 6. I'll see you right now. Come on, good Galatians. Start the first verse. Ready? Y'all there yet? Wait a minute. Some of y'all faster than the other one. Some of y'all got these computers. All right, ready, read. Shalom. Think about that now. Go back to the other voice. Go back to that first voice. Think about it. See, I'm about to take you away from that. Go to the next voice. Go ahead, read it. Go ahead, keep reading. Go to the next one. Keep going. Keep the next verse. I believe that's it. Go to the seventh verse. I believe that's what I wanted. All right, read this one. That's it. That's the one I want to read. Now, I'm going to make a statement from those two verses, from those two opening that I want you to grasp. The glorious moment is standing before you right now so you can be fully awakened sleeping over there. You're not sleeping? I said you should get fully awakened to your inheritance. Say, I must be fully awakened. To my inheritance. Now, that is a within awakening. How the without or now don't make no difference. All I want you to do is wake up on the inside and you can change the outside. See, it is an awakening. To the I am-ness that was resurrected in you at the new birth, but it haven't been functioning as it should because you have to know it there and you have to understand it and you have to know how to put it to work. Amen? Now, let me tell you something, and I'm not talking about Leroy here. You in one of the greatest service you ever been in your life. You in the greatest church service you ever been in your life. I don't care how much you done shout, how much you done run. I don't care who was singing or who was preaching. This service here is a master of breakthrough, of promotion, of deliverance, of victory, of obtaining, of maintaining, of all of it right here.
Yes,
in this one service, Roy. One service. If you're listening, it's one service. Because what we have here is unusual understanding. Now you leave here and talk to 45 Christians and start talking like this to them and they give you, you know, a cockeye. See, because they think you off. But you're on. You know, people, you think you're off when you're on. I don't know why that. when Mike was on, the game was over. He, the other guy's running, he flying. That's the way we should be doing in life. All of y'all are spiritual Michael Jordan in the game of life. You should be hitting it every time. They needed three people. Matter of fact, they need the whole team. Just let the other boys go and guide Michael Jordan. Because he was gifted. Well, you gifted in the spirit. Why should your life be normal? Why should your life not upset sinners? He should. You get that tape from down in New Orleans. The whole series. But I talked one night about being a blessing demonstrator. That God was looking for people to become blessing to demonstrate his blessing. You got one? The rest of y'all can be humble. Be humble. I got one. All right, let me give you a little more. I'm going to close in a few minutes. Let me go. Sit down. Now, this other one is another new word. Now, we got I think this word, you got the wrong word. You got exoteric, but I believe it's supposed to be E-S. Exoteric is outside, I think. Mm-hmm. Esoteric, that's a new word to you. Just go look it up in the dictionary. Esoteric is on the, esoteric on the inside. So I think they got the wrong word on here. Because they want, so I want you to put it up anyway, and then I'll explain it to them. Excitement is not capable of fulfilling expectation. Church got a whole lot of excitement. Right. It will take the esoteric, but E-S. That's the inside. Exoteric means outside. Esoteric living to see. Inside, within, believe and conceive it. Uh-huh. See it, believe it, and conceive it. Uh-huh. But it esoteric. That girl fast, she changed it already. Esoteric. Yes, so you got two new words, esoteric, exoteric. Now, when you're living in exoteric lifestyle, you mean you're out there getting your tail whooped. If you live in the esoteric, your inside went whoop, maybe it didn't come your way. See, it's the inner life.
Yeah.
Don't get mad at me because I know what I'm talking about.
That's right.
I ain't only telling you to tell you, I'm living it before you.
Yeah.
The I am-ness from Galatians 2:20, 1 Corinthians, we had scripture. The I am-ness of the kingdom within you. When accessed properly, unleash interior forces that make a complete demand on the outward circumstances and situation to yield to your command without exception all the time. Now that's a Christian like that. That's Christian. That's our ability. That's our anointing. That's our aligning up, alignment with our assignment.
That's right.
Alignment with what God said we're supposed to be doing. That's what that is. We're supposed to be in alignment with these interior forces.
Yes.
See, the church pay too much attention on the outside.
Yes.
They're dealing with excitement, but they don't have enough expectation.
Yes.
The excitement you have will be here. And you at home tomorrow, you're not going to have the expectation of something happening. Excitement lasts only for a moment. Excitement lasts for a season. But expectation will work with you for a lifetime. You know how to expect. If you know how to function in your expectation from the inside, no matter what's going on the outside, you know it's subject to change any moment because you're putting power and pressure on it all the time. That is a divine substance coming out of you. Every child of God got divine substance on the inside of them. Oh, what? You got? I say I got divine substance on the inside of me. Ain't nothing fake in the spirit. The spirit more real than the flesh. You just got to know how to have faith in God. Trust God. Operate in your faith. Say it if you're scared, still say it. Say what God said. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Are you following me? Now, just a little bit out of tea that I've taught. Right now. You listening? What you dealing with you can't handle? Don't let him bluff you from the outside. He's not stronger than you on the inside. But we got to start living from the power within. This church, this building here, that's an inside job. Yes, it is. Couldn't have been done from outside. It's an inside job. The jet that I fly in, it's an inside job. You know today that jet worth $17 million? It's paid for. I don't know how. You know, in the natural. But I know how from the inside. Yeah. See, apostolically, I had to fly in Tuesday to cover a church. My son died, so his wife, I'm going to install her in 30 days. See, I fly back in. Now I got another man teaching today. But I'll fly back in, talk to all. See, I fly back and forth to Houston. Get there in 40 minutes. As an apostle. See, we're over 83 churches. We're responsible for 132 ministers. You helping me? You helping me? Didn't y'all saw on it? Well, shout then. You helping me? God use you. All right. So that's Luke 17:21, what I just read to you. Put that back up. I'm going to have to close. I got 7 minutes and five. Hallelujah. Put that. No, I am this. I want the I am of the kingdom. I ever said that? The I am of the kingdom within you when accessed properly. I told you that, right? Yes, huh? Yes, unleash what? Interior forces that make what? On what? What happened? Go back to Luke 17:21. Let's read again. Luke 17:21 and Romans 14:17. We'll read those two scriptures. Come on, Luke. Neither shall they say, "Lo, yeah," or "Lo, there," for what? Behold, what?
The kingdom of God is within you.
All right. So the kingdom of God. All right. Go to the next verse. Go to the other verse. I want to see that verse. 14 and 17. For the kingdom of God is not. Let me shoot at this one. 1 Corinthians 4:20. Let me shoot at this one. 1 Corinthians 4:20. 1 Corinthians 4:20. For the kingdom of God is not. What is this? 1 Thessalonians 1:5 or 2 Thessalonians 1:5? Give me that. Because this gospel carried. For our gospel came not unto you in word only. Listen, gentlemen. But also in what? And what else? And what else? So why? I see you, Jerry. I want y'all to know y'all don't have no regular pastor here. I'm gonna tell you myself. I saw one woman, first thing the woman said, "I'm a woman of power." I said, "I like that." That give them some expectation. You don't have to know me. I know me. You like that little doc like that. You don't have to know me, I know me. He like that. That's right. That, always remember that. Yeah, you know who you are. I know what I can do. I know what God has done for me. I know who sent me. I know who got my back. I know my source. I know my supplier. Say it. Say it. I know my source. I know my supplier. I can't be without. Say it. I can't fail. Say it. I can't lose. I don't care what it look like.
I can't lose. I don't care what it look like.
I have the power to change it.
I have the power to change it.
You hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
See, it's what you're working with and where you're working from. So now write that down. Write that down. You, see, it's, yeah, it's what, well, let's say it this way. It's who you're working with and where you're working from. See, it's, thing can look bad on the outside, but sit down on the inside and have a little talk with Jesus.
Yes, sir.
He'll give you instruction. Yes, you can handle that.
Yes, sir.
You know, I know some of y'all in y'all under pressure and things not going right. Listen to me. Listen to you. That's why God, that's why you're in this church.
Yes.
Listen, what I'm telling you works. What I'm telling you, a change a baboon from eating grits. I got to talk to y'all some kind of way to make y'all see. This is so powerful. Make a turkey dance like a chicken. It's powerful, man. It's powerful. I got to say something to come home, you know. Jesus Christ. Ah, I won't scream now. '14 and '17, we seen it? We saw 14 and '17, right? Yeah, we saw it. Don't miss this last one I'm going to give you. I had to read the one I just gave you to make this one substantiate. That the I am is of the kingdom within you when accessed properly. Accessed properly. Accessed properly. Unleashed. Interior forces that make a complete demand on the outward circumstances and situation, what it to yield to your command without exception all the time. All right, going right. Why is this so? Put it up there so they can get it. He that understand the I am that I am identity steps into. All in all provision.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Feel that anointing you're coming strong now.
Yes. Glory to God.
You don't know how you have no idea how much I love you, Leon. You have no how much y'all have. You can try to think about it, but y'all have no much. You don't have. You always on my mind. I see some of y'all walking sometimes. I say, Lord, what they need. I'm sold out to this man. I'm sold out to this church. You gonna make it? I think about people. I was talking to Montreal people of age who come to certain ages in this church, how God have kept them.
Yes.
They're still moving around. Ray ran over the church last Sunday. He run like he 14 years old. But that word got something to do with it.
Yes.
They got to take care of their body, but the word got something to do with it.
Yes.
That's an inner strength. Listen, all right, Lord. Deuteronomy 34. It's off the text, but I got to show you this. I think it's the 6th or 8th verse where it said Moses was 120 years old. His eyes was not dim, and he didn't look like an old man.
Right.
Take that. Write that verse down. Y'all need to read that.
Yes,
Moses was 120 years old. So that means that's our goal.
Yes, sir.
At least.
Yes.
When he died, his eyes was not dim.
That's right.
See, look at me. I'm here wearing glasses. See, but I found out about it late. No, his natural face abated. Natural force abated. Other than he still was a good looking man.
Right.
I want you to have that because I want you to read that kind of often, because I'm going to give you a confession to you real soon, and I'm going to put it up on the board and let you copy it. I might do it today. You have it with you? And give it to those girls. Give it to Diane and they'll put them. Don't put it on the board tonight because I'll lose them all. I'm about to. You'll text it, but make sure she get it. Shauna going back. Shauna. All right. Could I give you two more?
Yes, sir.
They be so powerful, you'll never forget you told me okay. All right. The I am, that I am identity, carries the Trinity ability in a person. Oh, y'all didn't say enough about that. The I am that I am, I know you're still trying to calculate, but the I am, see, I got it in me, I know the reality. The I am that I am identity carries the Trinity ability in a person. Carries the Trinity ability in you. You heard me? Jesus Christ, man. You can wait on me a few minutes. How long you wait on that barbecue? Wait on me a few minutes. You can wait on me a few minutes here. Now, write this one down and then we'll close. You will never have to retire from another blessing again. For you are entering into the zone of all things are yours. Every blessing you desire from this day forward will come to you by your demand and by your command. Because now you know how to make withdrawals from within. Make demand from within. Pray from the inside. Read the Bible from the inside. Make all confession from the inside. Handle all your business. Oh, Lord, you heard that? Handle all your business from the inside. Don't let no wind blowing, no rain falling, no disturbing tree leaning, don't let no opinion, don't let no critics talk to you. Do your business from the inside.
Yes, sir.
And sometimes you're going to have to do your business from the inside and don't care
right.
How it look or you look from the outside. You heard that? Don't care how you look. Don't care how you feel. Don't care how nobody else feel. You stay on the inside. If you stay on the inside, feeling going to change. Situation going to change. Circumstances going to change. Stay on the inside. Your power is from winning. Lift your hand and pray to God. Stay on the inside. We'll take up on that. There's a lot more. But I hope you just listen at this over and over again. There are man and woman in this house who need to make peace with God. You haven't been